Arlene Rayner is the Chief Executive Officer at Breast Cancer Foundation in New Zealand, and they've got their new state-of-the-art pink camper van, and it's heading off on its inaugural tour, taking life-saving breast health education to all the regions of Aotearoa. Thanks for joining us, Arlene. Cordale, tēnā, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Kia ora, good morning.
Tēnā koe, the old pink van, eh? And, and this is perhaps more meaningful than Barbie. Much more meaningful.
It is.
Than Barbie.
It is far more meaningful than Barbie.
Thank you.
Barbie's not going to save your life.
Thank you, and fair call too. Can you tell us about Puti Puti Ātahua? This is the van. What's it designed for, and who named it?
The pink camper van is a purpose-built education vehicle, and it's delivering breast health and education all around the country. So what we do is we tell people, with our two specialist breast nurses on board, why mammograms are so important, how to do self-checks and minimise the risk of developing breast cancer. So this has been running since 2014, and we used to travel the country with our old pink caravan, we affectionately named Pinky, but she's old and tired. And what we know is to reach Kiwis outside of the main centres who don't have the access to specialist healthcare nurses, it's so important. And so we launched her in Nelson, Tasman, this week, and with the blessing of Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, naming her Puti Puti Ātahua, which we were really delighted with because for those of you who haven't seen her yet, and believe me, she's unmissable, she's a bright pink with flowers on, and the name Puti Puti Ātahua represents flowers on the camper van, and it also represents how our nurses provide wraparound support for women. And it's also an endearing term that Wahine Māori use for each other. So we were super grateful for the name that was gifted to us.
Tēnā koe. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Are we doing better? I know that we've got access to mammograms. We've widened the net there. But what would you say of breast cancer rates on the incline, decline, plateau, where are we at? And particularly if you have any overview of where our Wahinea Māori feature here with breast cancer in 2023?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So unfortunately, with an ageing population, what we do expect is that breast cancer diagnoses will continue to rise. What's really important here is detecting breast cancer early, because early detection increases your chances of survival. So specifically for Wahine Māori, Māori are more likely to be diagnosed with breast cancer, and also more likely to die from breast cancer. However, in saying that, if breast cancer is detected with a mammogram, early detection, survival rates are exactly the same as non-Māori, which is the reason it's so important to understand the need for mammograms and also do regular monthly self-checks, know what your normal is, touch, look, check, and make sure that you're doing all of the right things. And all of these things take such a small amount of time that could actually save your lives. So one of the things for Māori Wahine is the fact that breast cancer presents significantly earlier than non-Māori. So the free screening age at the moment is age 45 to 69. We've got the full government cross-party support to raise the screening age to 74, which will also save lives. But for Wahine Māori, we ask the government to lower the screening age to the age of 40 for Māori and Pacifica, because what we know is this group of women present significantly earlier, and so when pre-screening starts at the age of 45, it hasn't detected breast cancer that's been growing in their earlier years. So with this, we believe we can make a significant difference in the outcomes for Wahine Māori and Pacific women.
Look, obviously self-examination is the first port of call, and then early detection, as you've touched on. There appears to have been some cultural hesitancy to mammograms by our wahine, but I'm not quite sure. This is perhaps without any data. Are there any cultural issues here that would dissuade wahine from mammograms, and how might we overcome that if that's the case?
Yeah, so there's also there's obviously modesty issues in terms of from a cultural perspective. One of the things there is you are allowed to have support. You can work through those issues with your provider, and it really is for just a very short period of time. There is also a misconception that it is incredibly painful, and it is not. There is an element of discomfort, but literally that discomfort is less than 2 minutes in total of your time. So really one of the things there is what we really do encourage women is to make sure that they are looking after themselves. We know how important kuia are for whānau, and really one of the best things that women can do is to establish that regular routine of going for a mammogram, talking it over with other wahine that have been through the same experiences, and getting some feedback from them around the issues if they're concerned. So, and there is really nothing to be concerned about from a mammogram. Also, doing early detection is really important in terms of just understanding what the signs and symptoms are, and doing regular self-checks as well.
Tēnā koe. Well, obviously, we're in the midst of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's something that we all need to be aware of. There's nothing really more tragic than losing beautiful, especially when we lose young mums, perhaps unnecessarily, because of not getting onto these things fast enough. There can't be anything more tragic, I think, in a household than that situation. But what's also, Arlene, your message to the incoming government, if you had any encouraging signs about how they might widen the net to detect breast cancer, what might be some of your messages to the incoming political leaders?
So we surveyed all of the key parties prior to the election, and we're pleased to say that all parties have agreed to increase the pre-screening age to the age of 74, which is fantastic. This is also part of National's 100-day action plan, and that's excellent news because we've been calling for this for the last 7 years, and we know that it will save the lives of our kuia. So there is one other step that the government must take, which is, as I've sort of mentioned, which is lowering the screening age for high-risk women, specifically Māori and Pacifica, and more funding for breast cancer medicine. So we know that we know what it takes to save women's lives, and we're looking forward to working with the next government once it forms, and holding them to their promises, because breast cancer is an issue that affects all of us, and we need political leadership and action for our wahine.
Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us. Obviously, it's an ongoing message about the importance of self-examination, early detection and mammograms. And, of course, we've got the Puti Puti Ātahua waka out and about to highlight breast cancer awareness. Arlene Rayner with us, the CEO at the Breast Cancer Foundation. Thanks so much, Arlene.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Ngā mihi. It's coming up to 8:49. A quick break.